WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years take another step today. A state Senate committee takes testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the Assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He says he hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Part of Interstate 90 in Wisconsin might be renamed after the state's Native American code talkers. There's a bill in the legislature to dedicate the stretch of freeway between La Crosse and Toma, the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. Code Talkers used their tribal languages for secret communication to help the U.S. Army during World Wars I and II. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Milwaukee Bucks are ready to play. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Philadelphia 76ers in the season opener tomorrow night at 6:30 in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo on why he decided to sign a new three-year extension with the team.
It's strictly basketball. I think I did it in the past, 2020, and it was good for me because I didn't have to think about myself in a situation like, oh, what if? No, I'm committed. I'm here. I want my teammates to be successful. I want to win another championship.
Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 4-2 in Game 7 of the National League Series for the ninth time since 1981. The team that eliminated the Brewers in the playoffs has gone on to play in the World Series. College football, big game Saturday night. The 5-2 Badgers host the undefeated Ohio State Buckeyes. Badgers running back Braylon Allen.
I'm excited. It's obviously a big game for us, and a night game as well, so that always, adds another element to playing here.
That's Badgers running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We may catch a glimpse or two of sun today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high of 62 this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will develop late tonight and continue through tomorrow. Some heavy rain, maybe an inch to an inch and a half or more, with a high on Thursday of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him it.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. This is your host, Matt Flynn.
God's gonna cut him down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it being made. And we are going to start with a number of things. There's a speaker race. There's the savage attack by Hamas on Israel. And there is also Donald Trump just got fined $10,000 for not only disobeying the judge, but lying on the stand. So let's get right to it. We have a new speaker, and I don't know that that's a good thing or good news. I'll explain what I mean by that. Emmer dropped out. We knew that. We announced that on the air yesterday, right in the middle of my show. And he had beaten Mike Johnson in the final round, 117-97. Well, when he dropped out, everybody jumped back in, including Mike Johnson. And unfortunately, Mike Johnson was elected. He was elected. This is an odd thing. He was elected with 220-209. That adds up to 429. What happened to everybody else? Well, what happened was at least three Democrats didn't vote because they didn't show up. And at least one Republican didn't show up. And I think, I listened to this thing very, very carefully, I think it was Derek Van Orden. Remember, he was AWOL for the last Jordan vote. He knows he's in trouble in the 3rd District. And he also knows that no good is going to come to him in La Crosse and Eau Claire and Trempealeau County from voting for either Jim Jordan or, in this case, Mike Johnson. So he was AWOL. He was AWOL, send the shore patrol. He'll recognize that. He'll send the shore patrol after him. Now, I want to boil down what happened, what I think the consequence was, and the danger and potential benefit, the danger and potential benefit to the election of Mike Johnson. The danger is that Donald Trump obviously clearly controls the Republican Party to the extent that he has his tentacles down into the Congress itself and possibly in individual issues. Emmer had a lot of votes, but Donald Trump put out the word that he wasn't Donald Trump's choice, because he had voted to certify the election, because he has not yet endorsed Donald Trump for president in 2024, and because he voted to not let the government shut down. He voted for the funding bill that McCarthy got through on a bipartisan basis with 356 votes. Trump has a number of acolytes, disciples, in the Republican Congress delegation, and they just said to him privately, we ain't voting for you, because Trump told us not to vote for you. Ember dropped out. You know what Donald Trump said? You know what he said at the time? He said, I killed him. I killed him. I killed him.
That's what he says. That's what he says to a... We're getting a little bit of... we're getting a little bit of a backdrop. We have some tech issues, so I will keep talking. I'll keep talking. All right, are we good?
We're good,
okay,
Matt.
I'm coming out over the air the regular time. I got to explain something to my friends out there, all my listeners. I love this station. This station started out just flat out in a room in the back on Brady Street, and now it is statewide. We have terrific hosts, we have terrific producers, and we have terrific techs, but what just happened now was there a slight tech glitch, and now we're good to go. We're back on the air. So I want to get back to you. I want to get back to you on this Mike Johnson. This is a very serious thing. Donald Trump said, I killed Emmer. So they go back to it, and Mike Johnson wins the nomination of the Republicans after a couple of ballots. This fellow, Bryant from Florida, actually, went up against him at the end. Johnson won. I don't know anything about Mike Johnson. I didn't know anything about Mike Johnson. Found out he's from Shreveport, Louisiana. That's okay. I like Shreveport, Louisiana. I served in the Navy with some guys from Louisiana. I had some classmates, school. Actually, they were schoolmates. They were a year behind me from Shreveport, Louisiana. Claude Reeves, that was his name. I haven't seen him in a long time. The Potharst Boys, that's what they call themselves, two brothers, the Potharst Boys. They were good guys. I wouldn't necessarily want him as speaker, but, you know, what the heck. In any event, this guy wins, and he wins with at least three Dems not voting. And one of them was Boyle from Pennsylvania, who's a real leader. He's a real good guy. And I'm wondering, they obviously knew that Johnson had the votes, because everybody was real tired of this thing dragging on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And so what happened was he was going to win, and it may be that three of them decided it doesn't do any good to be voting this time because it's not going to help Hakeem Jeffries. And Van Orden, the Republican who didn't vote, I think it was he can get up on his hind legs and call me and tell me I'm wrong. But I was listening to it, and they called the name Derek Van Orden after the first round in case he was still snucky into the chamber, and he did not answer. I don't know where he is right now. But here is the challenge, and here is the potential benefit, and I'm going to lay it out to you. I saw an interview last night with this fellow Buck. He's a very right-wing Colorado Republican, but he was a guy who believes that Trump won the election. He doesn't believe in election denialism. He voted against Jordan. And Buck said, I'm voting for Mike Johnson now. And I'm sitting there going, now, wait a minute. You voted against Jordan because he was an election denier. Mike Johnson is the queen of election deniers. Mike Johnson fancies himself a constitutional scholar. I never heard of him before. Nobody I know who's a constitutional scholar has ever heard of the guy before. He started out as a right-wing talk show host, like a Rush Limbaugh type of guy down in Louisiana. Then he decides to stick his nostrils out of the mire and run for Congress. The guy runs for Congress. Now, here's the deal with him. Here is the deal with Mike Johnson. He's not only an election denier, he voted against certifying Joe Biden's election. He also was the architect of the brief that 100 members of the House signed along with the Attorney General of Texas to invalidate the votes of Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I think Nevada. Hey, I've had enough of this. This guy's not only is he not a constitutional lawyer, he's not even a good lawyer. What business is it of Texas how Wisconsin votes? What business is it of Louisiana how Wisconsin votes? They did object once before, though. They objected in 1860. They said, we don't think Abraham Lincoln is the right president. And you know what we said? We said, we think he is. And that got settled in Shiloh and Antietam and Bull Run and Gettysburg. And we don't want that again. Who the hell do these people think they are? Saying that what? They are going to object? Well, even the six tarantulas, the tarantulas themselves realized how perilous that was and they threw them out of court. This is Mike Johnson. This is the new speaker. He was the architect of that brief. He is a consistent election denier. He also was one of the architects. Obviously, Eastman and Chisbrough were more prominent, but he was one of the architects, and the fake electors thing. In other words, the Congress has the right to do this. And he voted against certifying the votes for at least Arizona, and there may have been another state. He is a flat-out election denier. He is Trump's pick. He is Trump's. When Trump could not get Jordan in because enough was enough, they'd already had Dennis Hastert as a scandal. They didn't need another guy like Jordan, the wrestling coach, who goes, I can't hear you as the wrestlers are screaming from the bathroom. Coach, coach, help us. The doctor's after us. So they put in this guy. This fellow Buck from Colorado, though, said something very interesting. He said, now we'll be able to provide aid to Israel and Ukraine. And I said, great. Well, if this guy, he's an election denier, he's a bad guy, but maybe he's going to be semi-normal, that'd be terrific. Not that I'd vote for him, but I listened very carefully. Today, he gave a speech, and I'll tell you what, he is smooth as silk. There are not enough O's in smooth. I've seen these guys before. Not enough O's in smooth. Starts out by praising Hakeem Jeffries. He praises Lee, one of our congresswomen. Praises McCarthy. Butter would not melt in his mouth. But I'm very suspicious of these kinds of guys. They have shiny eyes. They frequently have shiny eyes. And this guy has exceptionally shiny eyes. Now, the problem is, in his speech, it started out fine. He talked about we have to have a role in the world that's very strong. He mentioned Russia unfavorably from its communist era. He sounded like Ronald Reagan. I was thinking, okay, well, let's see where this goes. But then what he said he wanted to do, and this is fine, he said he stood by Israel, and the first thing he would do is put on funding for Israel. And I thought, great, except that a lot of people are saying, let's combine Israel and Ukraine because a lot of the Republicans don't want Ukraine. He never mentioned Ukraine. Then he, after Israel, he talked about the border. Okay, the border. After the border, he talked about inflation, but he is very, very smooth. We'll wait and see. The only thing he has going for him is nobody hates him because nobody knows anything about him. Guy comes stumbling out of the alley and you go, oh, I don't know, he might not be terrible. We will see, but I am not at all pleased. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day?
because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap.
Back to Mac Thunder Rector. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm let's wait and see, but I have a hard time trusting any of these neo-Confederates that are out there now, because they apparently don't believe in the U.S. Constitution. They don't believe we're a union of states. I think that we're independent and sovereign states, as it states in the preamble to the Confederate Constitution, nor does the preamble of the Confederate Constitution actually talk about the common defense or the general welfare. I mean, that's the basis of the current Republican Party is now the basis of Trump, and Trump is, pure and simple, it looks like, you know, from the evidence that I have seen, that Trump is probably a traitor and probably has, you know, supplied the Russians with enough intelligence that did serious damage to our national security.
But Mark, let me just jump in to defend the South in this respect. I serve in the Navy, a lot of Southern guys. They're the greatest guys in the world. There are a lot of Southern congressmen who are real patriots, and we have a couple of guys in the North that are no damn good. Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and Jim Jordan of Ohio. I don't look on this as a regional deal. I look at it as who is slavishly obedient to Trump. That's who I look at it as. And this guy is, and all I can say is, it's always possible that he sucked along to get along, and now that he's Speaker, he'll show some independence. But I'll tell you what, the jury is out. The jury is out. We're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Your comment, because I was watching the entire process too, getting sicker by the moment, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, this guy ain't playing right out in the face of the people with honesty and integrity, that's for sure. And I saw how he left out Ukraine also. And then I heard a lot of religious type things and speaking to his group. And I also heard a lot of things that we really need to be concerned about as far as spending and things like that. He had the Republican Trump mantra. It scares the you-know-what out of me. But thank you so much. I'm really glad. I was beginning to think, geez, am I ever a critic? And I thought, well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Matt, because I was thinking that.